pre-existence of the souls of Christ and Mary. Falsification of the Acts of the Second Council of Constantinople. The pre-existence of the souls of Christ and Mary, St. Gregory XVII taught this vital dogma in one of his first great doctrinal documents. It is an essential doctrine for understanding many Old Testament mysteries. For example, the sacred fire with which the sacrifices were burnt was precisely the most divine soul of Christ, and was, besides, kept in the Ark of the Covenant, whose presence was equivalent to that of the most blessed sacrament in our tabernacles, since together with the presence of the most divine soul, present too was the person of God the Son, together with the Father and the Holy Ghost, and as well the divine soul of Mary. Another manifestation of the divine souls was in the triple benediction, by means of which the chosen people received innumerable graces. This triple benediction was the sacrament of Mary's Immaculate Conception and contained the pre-existent souls of Christ and Mary together with the seeds of Adam and Eve prior to their fall, in the chalice of Melchizedek, also kept in the Ark of the Covenant, as well as in the different temples constructed in Israel during the Old Testament. This triple benediction was also equivalent to our most blessed sacrament, the same as the sacred fire, and was an essential element in the most sacred worship of the Essenes. How good is God to have provided the faithful of the Old Testament with such marvelous sacraments, so that they might enjoy the real presence of the most blessed Trinity and that of Jesus and Mary in their pre-existent souls. Often, when the biblical text says angel of the Lord, that angel was precisely the most divine soul of Christ united to the divine word, for example in the election of Gideon as judge of Israel and also that of Samson, in the defeat of the Ninevite army besieging King Ezekias in Jerusalem and at many other moments. Nonetheless, in the former Acts, falsified, of the Second Council of Constantinople is read, if anyone should say or feel that the soul of the Lord pre-existed united to the Word of God before the incarnation and birth from the Virgin, let him be anathema. But this goes against the Bible, which has greater force, where St. Paul says that Christ, as man, is visible image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creatures. Letter to the Colossians. And it also goes against the Gospel where St. John the Baptist says of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was made before me, since he existed prior to me, and he says this three times, thereby giving it great force. The Vulgate Bible in Latin, factus est, means was made. Remembering that at the moment of the incarnation, the precursor St. John the Baptist had been conceived 6 months previously. And many other biblical texts also indicate the pre-existence of the divine souls. In small type at the foot of the page of the Acts of that council which apparently condemned the pre-existence of the soul of Christ, is read, St. Eusebius says that these acts were signed by Pope Vigilius, a very blessed man. A very blessed man? Well, according to general history, Vigilius assassinated Pope Silverius cruelly, which Palmarian doctrine confirms, since L. Palma has demonstrated that Vigilius in reality was an antipope appointed by Emperor Justinian I. The true pope was St. Virgil the Great, erased from history for being contemporary with antipope Vigilius, great mystic, stigmatic, vilely calumniated by order of antipope Vigilius, martyr, died poisoned by order of antipope Vigilius. While Pope St. Virgil the Great convoked and celebrated the true Second Council of Constantinople, antipope Vigilius convoked the Conciliabulum of Constantinople, following instructions from the emperor and the empress. One moment. In the Acts of the Second Council of Constantinople, heading the supposed canon, making it invalid, is read the title Canons of Justinian I. A? And knowing that the Empress Theodora was even more given to meddling in church affairs than her husband, wholly outside the competence of emperors and empresses, the title could well have been Canons of the Empress Theodora. All of which goes to show that we are dealing with a falsification of the acts of the true Second Council of Constantinople convoked by the true Pope St. Virgil the Great, very blessed man, and impossible to manipulate, and so also assassinated by the highly active antipope Vigilius. It is also notable that in the official lists of the popes prior to Palma, the name of this pope sometimes appears as Vigilius and at others as Virgil. Here there occurred the same as in many other cases, that the history of a pope had been mixed up with that of an antipope, with a corresponding confusion, cases all resolved in Palma, thanks be to God. Were there no theologians capable of seeing the hoof of the evil one in the falsified acts of this Second Council of Constantinople? No. It was reserved to Palma to be resolved, with the powerful assistance of God's grace.